Page 8. Our team helps individuals remove barriers and seek out the resources needed for independent living. When you have a disability, there are all kinds of challenges that create barriers to achieving freedom and independence. At the Ann Arbor CIL, our Independent Living, or IL, team members strive to promote opportunity, full inclusion, independent living, and economic and social self-sufficiency for the individuals they work with and help ensure that people with disabilities have the same access to resources as people without disabilities. IL team members Mike Bell, Elisa Moore, Sue Probert, and George Ridenour understand that solving complex problems takes a great amount of emotional, physical, and financial energy. They have expertise in the availability of local, accessible, and affordable housing, transportation, and community resources, Social Security benefits for people with disabilities, veterans' challenges, nursing home transition options, and much more. The IL team members are especially skilled at helping people to set goals, eliminate counterproductive behaviors, prioritize and sequence issues to work on, and devise a long-term approach to making a real difference on challenging issues. The staff keep working with people, providing ongoing support and encouragement throughout the process to help them take their regular steps to accomplish their goals. Quote, "Much of what we do in IL is personal support. We're great listeners and tireless coaches," end quote, Probert said. Quote, "Sue's positive attitude is infectious, and she is a friend," end quote, said consumer Elena Seal. Quote, "Being around her can make my day," end quote. Quote, "Elisa has helped me in many ways," end quote, consumer Carolyn Livingston reported. Quote, "She helped me move into Cranbrook Towers, and she helps me with errands. It's better than the nursing home. It means a lot to be able to have her in my life." Our IL team can help with independent living consultations. Having a disability can affect people in many ways. The IL team helps people manage disability challenges and learn new ways of doing things. The IL team also helps people with budgeting, problem solving and decision making, goal setting, managing home environments, and getting organized. Connecting with resources and navigating bureaucracies. Understanding the world of resources in the community can sometimes be overwhelming and confusing. IL team members have thorough knowledge of community resources and can help individuals with disabilities seek out the resources they need. The IL team helps people communicate with employers, landlords, medical providers, and others. They help people fill out forms and make important phone calls. Advocacy. Often people with disabilities need help standing up for what they need. All of our Ann Arbor CIL staff members help individuals learn about resources, advocate for themselves, and be heard. Quote, CIL Advocacy Director Carolyn Growy has really helped get support services for my son, said Robin Simpson, mother of Tim Simpson, who is an individual with cerebral palsy. Quote, she helped him get special education, transportation, and other things. I didn't know there was so much help out there. Carolyn opened my eyes. So much has changed for my son, and she deserves a lot of the credit. Photos. CIL staff member Sue Probert helps two female consumers. Page 9. Housing and transportation. Finding affordable and accessible housing and transportation can be challenging and worrisome for many people with disabilities. Our IL team members help people find accessible housing and transportation and can also help resolve problems such as disputes with landlords and difficulty paying rent. Benefits consultation. IL members are knowledgeable about benefits programs available to some people with disabilities, such as Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, subsidized housing, and food stamps. They help people understand their options, make informed choices, and take steps to get the benefits they need. IL team member George Ridenour worked closely with Alice Irizarry and encouraged her to apply for Social Security disability benefits. Irizarry was concerned that because her disability is more hidden, she would not qualify. Ridenour advised her on the type of paperwork she needed from her doctor for the application, and he wrote a letter for her to take with her to the Social Security office. Quote, "In less than a month, I received a letter from Social Security indicating that I would qualify for benefits. Without Ridenour, I couldn't have done it," Irizarry said. Irizarry is now able to help her three children care for her seven grandchildren. About Ridenour, she says, quote, "I love that man. He gave me so much hope," end quote. Help finding in-home care. The IL team members can help people find in-home care for things like getting in or out of bed, dressing, taking care of personal hygiene, cooking, and shopping. The IL team also helps people advocate with their health insurance providers. Connecting people with social opportunities. Having a disability can sometimes be very isolating. The IL team members place great importance on the social and recreational needs of people with disabilities. They help people improve their social skills and make meaningful social connections. They can also connect people with peer support. Sidebar, Washtenaw Talent Exchange. In the Washtenaw Talent Exchange, or WTE, people exchange volunteer services with each other to help make life better. Quote, even those who think they might not have anything to offer find an opportunity to feel productive. It is empowering to give to others, and the exchange gives that chance to everyone, says Melissa Sartori, coordinator of the WTE and an individual who has cerebral palsy. The exchange has more than 300 members. Volunteers help each other with things like transportation, computer repair, house cleaning, grocery shopping, lawn care, office work, peer support, babysitting, car repair, and word processing. Jim Eller, who has weakness in his right side from a stroke in 2006, volunteers his time and his van to provide transportation assistance. Quote, transportation is a big thing. Public transit services for people with disabilities are a pain in the neck. Giving someone a ride somewhere gives me a feeling of accomplishing something. I know I've made a difference. Plus, I like to do it too. End quote. The WTE is as much about being social as it is about providing services. The WTE also hosts monthly social gatherings and potlucks, which are popular events. Left photo, consumer Alice Irizarry and her granddaughter. Right photo, a consumer talks with CIL staff member Elisa Moore. Page 10, loan closet, medical equipment and supplies for people who need it. CIL staff member Elisa Moore coordinates a loan closet filled with durable medical equipment and sometimes consumable medical supplies that people can borrow or have depending on what their needs are. Items such as wheelchairs, walkers, scooters, shower chairs, tub transfer benches, and more are donated to the CIL for us to lend to others. Although we don't always have every item a caller is looking for, often we can make a match. Quote, I love being able to tell someone, yes, we have what you're looking for. When would you like to pick it up? Moore said. The process is simple. There are no complicated forms, no verification, and no requirement to have a letter from a doctor. Nursing facility transition. Many people with disabilities can find themselves living in nursing homes when it's really not necessary. Quote, too often people just don't know their options, said Mike Bell, Ann Arbor CIL transition specialist and an individual with a spinal cord injury. Quote, it's important that people make informed decisions and decide for themselves where they want to live, end quote. Deciding to move out of a nursing home and reintegrate into the community can be challenging and complicated. Bell helps people evaluate whether moving out of a nursing facility and into their own home is the right thing for them to do. Quote, it's a step-by-step process, and we help people along the way. There are many things to think about, and there are a lot of risks, but there are a lot of benefits, too, he said. Bell and the CIL staff help people learn about accessible housing options, in-home health services, outpatient medical care, and transportation options. Bell also assists people in finding resources for home accessibility modifications and in finding household items such as furniture and kitchen equipment. Quote, one of the most important things we do, though, is help people find social and recreational pursuits. Once the basics are covered, getting connected with social and recreational outlets is the most important step in getting on a path to a full and meaningful life, end quote. Bell works collaboratively with the Area Agency on Aging 1B and the Michigan Department of Community Health's Nursing Facility Transition. Quote, even those who think they might not have anything to offer find an opportunity to feel productive. It is empowering to give to others, and the exchange gives that chance to everyone, says Melissa Sartori, coordinator of the WTE and an individual who has cerebral palsy. The exchange has more than 300 members. Volunteers help each other with things like transportation, computer repair, house cleaning, grocery shopping, lawn care, office work, peer support, babysitting, car repair, and word processing. Jim Eller, who has weakness in his right side from a stroke in 2006, volunteers his time and his van to provide transportation assistance. Quote, transportation is a big thing. Public transit services for people with disabilities are a pain in the neck. Giving someone a ride somewhere gives me a feeling of accomplishing something. I know I've made a difference. Plus, I like to do it too. End quote. The WTE is as much about being social as it is about providing services. The WTE also hosts monthly social gatherings and potlucks, which are popular events. Left photo, consumer Alice Irizarry and her granddaughter. Right photo, a consumer talks with CIL staff member Elisa Moore.